People who live near Sherman Park on Milwaukee's north side spent Sunday cleaning up after violence erupted Saturday night. Demonstrators damaged property and started fires after a police officer shot and killed a man. Police say 23-year-old Seville Smith was holding a gun while fleeing a traffic stop. WUWM's Marty Michelson went to what has become a gathering spot, the gas station on the corner of Sherman and Burleigh, which burned to the ground.
Some neighbors brought brooms and garbage bags, while others gaped at the building that used to house the BP station. It was incinerated, with glass everywhere and the smell of smoke permeating the air. One person on hand was Nate Hamilton. His brother Dontre was shot and killed by a Milwaukee police officer in 2014. Hamilton thinks the violence represents a boiling point in the Black community. Both the officer and victim are Black.
This is the answer when justice is never given to a Black community, when the needs are not met in the Black community, when the resources are not there in the Black community, when the education level is not high enough in the Black community. This is what happened. So
Hamilton says his heart goes out to the family of the young man killed. He called for a prudent investigation and asked people to demand changes in the system.
We can channel that energy into looking at new legislation, new policies, and new practices that the police are, you know, able to follow, that's going to help them do their job better, but help them also be more respectful to a community.
Cassandra Macklin called the scene shocking as she picked up debris. She thinks police could have exercised other options.
They didn't have to shoot him. They could have tased him or did something different. They didn't have to shoot him. I don't feel like that was right.
But this isn't the answer. Violence only begets more violence. And I think that this is an opportunity to turn the negative into a positive.
That's Carter. He didn't want to give his first name. He says he understands the frustration that came to a boiling point, but he's upset that the protesters resorted to damaging property. So is Katie Harris.
And so I feel whoever did this here, they cowards, because they mad at the officer. Do it, go to the officers, go to the police station. Why mess up somebody else's business, their life of living?
Harris says she moved to the Sherman Park neighborhood only 2 weeks ago. She says she and her kids used to frequent the gas station and convenience store.
Now, what's somebody going to do for groceries? The elderly who can't get out. The elderly who get off the bus want to run to the store and get something to eat around here. You know, not, they're making it harder because leaners are down there, but this is closer. So this is unnecessary.
Harris says she plans to reach out to her new neighbors and discuss ways to prevent violence. She says she'll also keep a close eye on developments and plans to start attending fire and police commission meetings. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.